Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I know I spoke about switching things up a little bit last year and playing around with the format a little bit. And one of those things I was thinking about doing was exploring some more lists. Now, I had my most overrated list going, which I really need to revisit. I got a bunch of movies on there that I haven't touched on yet. And, of course, my most disturbing list, just released one of those recently, Centipede 2. If you haven't listened to that one, go and check it out. It is quite informative. But I kind of want to get into some more original lists, some Clarence originals, I should say. And, like, for example, today I'm going to be doing serious scenes in movies that were unintentionally funny. I know that's a long title. I'll shorten it up at some point. Now, I have a kind of a strange sense of humor, which you guys will see in a minute. But this list is basically what it says. These were like some scenes in really serious movies. It was a really serious moment in the movie. And for whatever reason, I just thought it was funny. It just made me laugh. So let's get started. For example, this first scene comes from Fatal Attraction, which is about an affair that's, you know, gone terribly wrong. And there's nothing funny about this one at all. It's like I said, it's a dramatic, serious movie. It's a thriller. But before I get started, let me say this. Michael Douglas did nothing wrong here. No, wait a minute. Hear me out. I don't mean like the cheating part, the cheating on his wife part. Yeah, okay, he was wrong there. But that's between him and his wife. He cheated, okay, he was wrong. I'm just talking about the way he handled the affair. He handled the affair properly. Look, he told a lady, hey, I'm married, this is just a fling, my wife's gone for the weekend, let's have a little fun. She knew up front that it was just a fling and it was just going to have some fun. He was being the good guy here. He didn't like lie to her and try to trick her to have sex. Well, maybe the good guy part is a little bit strong, but he didn't lie to her. He told her the truth. So anyway, but the scene I want to focus on, though, it kind of happens in this in the subway, I believe it was. Now, they meet up and she's telling him that she's pregnant. Now, first of all, in the context of the movie, had that been me, and she's telling me that she's pregnant, I would have been like, what are you telling me for? That sounds like a you problem. No, I'm just joking. Anyway. But anyway, that wasn't the funny part. Here's the funny part. He asks her, hey, you using birth control or whatever? And she says no. And he's like, well, you know, how do you know it's mine? And she's like, I don't sleep around. And I completely lost it. What do you mean you don't sleep around? We're supposed to believe that this is the first time that you meet up with this married dude. Within 5 minutes, you have sex with him. You spend the whole weekend with this dude. That ain't your first time doing this. And get this. She tells us that she had a miscarriage last year. So again, you don't sleep around, but apparently you sleep around enough to let random dudes go raw on you. So what are you talking about here? You definitely sleeping around. So I don't know why I found that so funny. But she delivers the line, I don't sleep around. Like, yeah, okay. You definitely sleep around. But anyway, am I wrong here on that one? It feels like I might be wrong, but I don't feel like I am. It was just funny to me. You guys let me know if maybe you found, you probably didn't find it as funny as I did, but let me know. This last one, I want to do one more before I go. This is just a quick little episode. I just wanted to get these off the top of my head. This one comes from a movie called The Wicker Man. And not the original, though. I'm talking about the remake with Nicolas Cage. The original one, actually, if I remember correctly, that one was pretty good, I thought. The Nicolas Cage one, not so much. It's basically a movie about this cult. He goes to this island. This is cult situation. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with those details. There's one scene in this movie where he just hauls off and just punches this lady right in the face. And I die laughing at that part. That part's really funny. But the part I want to focus on is at the end. So spoiler alert, this won't affect your enjoyment of the movie at all, because the movie's hilarious. You watch it because it's so bad. It's good. It's, you know, because it's so bad. So they decide to use Nicolas Cage as a sacrifice, right? So they hold him down and he's screaming and spitting and all this stuff, talking about he doesn't believe in their God and all this other kind of stuff. So they hold his legs across these logs, and this dude takes a hammer and he smashes him in the knee, and everybody starts cheering, and I started like giggling right away, and he's, you know, screaming, which I don't believe he acted like he was hurt, but I don't know what, you know, because he was all one note there, so that was kind of funny. So they smash the other leg, and the lady that's holding him is just like smiling, like this is like the best thing ever. So, you know, like I said, I'm already chuckling. Now, the part that made me just completely go over the top and lose it, they put this like helmet on his head, and they pour bees in there, which I'm not quite sure how the physics work, but I've never seen anybody with a bag of bees and just pour it out in a perfect stream over something. These were the worst looking computer graphic bees I've ever seen in a movie, but they just pour these bees in this open cage-like thing, and for whatever reason, Cage is explaining everything that's going on. Like, we can't see. We're watching what's going on. We can see what's happening to you. You don't have to narrate it like we have our eyes closed. We see what's happening. So they go to Porter. So while everyone's around here smiling, having a good time and laughing and everything, he's screaming, "Ah! They're getting in my eyes! What are you doing?" It is the worst acting ever. I never laughed so hard at a torture scene. It is great. Do yourself a favor. Look this up online. It's on YouTube. You know, somebody cut it up on YouTube. Look up Wicker Man torture scene if you want a good laugh. I guarantee you, it sounds horrible, but it's really funny. To me, it was really funny. Anyway, again, you guys let me know if I'm over the top here and you don't find it funny. So anyway, I was just thinking about this one. This is just a little quick hitter that I wanted to get up real quick. Definitely going to be coming with a new movie review. Already got one locked and loaded, so I will be getting that one up later this week. Oh yeah, forgot my closing. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. Of course, it's a Podbean production. Definitely check me out. Subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Also have a Facebook companion page of the same name. I'm on most of the streaming platforms, with Google Podcasts, Spotify, like I said, all that other stuff. So definitely check me out there as well. Now back to what I was saying a second ago, I have a movie plan to get up. I also have another list that I am starting, so I may drop that next, or I may do the movie first for the weekend. Yeah, I'll probably do the weekend review movie first, and then over the weekend, if I have time, I will drop that list, or I'll drop it the first part of next week. But anyway, that's what I have planned for the rest of the week, so we will see how that goes. But anyway, thank you once again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope everyone had a safe, happy New Year. Hopefully this New Year is going to be better. I take that back. Not hopefully. This year will be better. I am a positive thinker, so I want to speak that into being. This is going to be a much better year than last year. Thank you once again, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.